Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, May 11th, 2014. My name is Sucharita, and I'd love to wish all of you around the world a very, very, very happy Mother's Day. Whether your mother is here on the earth plane or if she's gone to heavenly abodes, it is so, so important to get the blessings from the mother, because here we are on this spiritual path and we say to ourselves, you know, what brought us here? Why have we come to this point in our lives that we are trying to be a better person, to destroy old patterns that are creating obstacles for ourselves? You know, how can we relate to people in a more appropriate manner, in that we'll get blessings from one another and give blessings to one another? All that comes from the divine feminine. And the divine feminine is that which is in every single human being. In fact, there's a masculine as well, divine masculine. So we have this yin and yang, as they say in Asian cultures, and then we have the Shiva Shakti in Hindu culture. You have the masculine, feminine in Western language. So we have this polar opposite happening that we have to bring into balance. We're on this spiritual path because something has gotten off balance. And if we aren't able to create a better reality for ourselves, then we have to say, well, what creates? The ultimate creator is the mother, isn't she? Because she's the one who creates the baby. The baby is the miracle. So, of course, the father has to donate the sperm to the mother's ovum, but then the creation of it is all due to the mother, and it takes a period, gestational period. And this is not just with human beings, it's with all living beings. So when we are celebrating Mother's Day, it's not only just a day on the calendar year that you can make sure that you touch base with your mother, although sometimes that happens. People are really busy, and you shouldn't feel bad about that. But you really reach out. And whether your mother is here on the earth plane or in heavenly abodes, take time to just say thank you. Just say thank you inside of yourselves to say, oh my God, I can be in balance again. Because the divine feminine also represents the ability to create material reality. You know, a mother creates the home life. And mother creates all the interpersonal relationships. She keeps them going. Now, some of us may say, oh, well, you know, that's all fine and everything, but my relationship with my mother was really not so great. And there are situations like that where it hasn't been. However, as we progress in life and progress on this path especially, if you think you're spiritual and you haven't got your mother's blessings, and you haven't resolved those issues with your mother, then it's going to be a struggle. So I invite everyone today, we're going to invoke the blessings of the divine feminine, the goddess energy, into our lives. And that will help to attract a better relationship with your mother. And you can celebrate that through Pali Center offerings. They have fire labs where you really connect internally and you really want to, you know, resolve the issues that you may have or deepen the relationship with the mother. So it's all about, as Dr. Pali says, this is spiritual technology that we are trying to put into our lives and apply it in a practical way in the right time. Everything is timing. So Mother's Day, here we are all together from all around the world, and we're going to connect the dots, and then we're going to bring all that focus and all that energy, not only for ourselves, but for to create that energy and to create that radiation, the vibration of love and compassion and unconditional love, happiness, joy, creativity, anything that you are missing in your life right now. If you just take a moment and close your eyes and think, would be, how would I feel if I had whatever it was that you wanted to have in your life that's missing or that needs a little bit of sprucing up? It needs a little bit of excitement in there and some passion and compassion. You may even experience a releasing, a letting go of guilt, of anxiety, of anger, of frustration. You may feel a bubbling of joy, because that's what it takes to create a baby, is this absolute ecstasy, joy in the moment, and boom, that soul comes in, and then it becomes you. And here you are now. So, you know, it's only a blink of an eye that that can happen. But then that's what can happen in your life, too, at this moment in time. If you just created a blank slate, and it's Pratosham right now, which is a 13th moon, and it's the best time, window of opportunity, to create a blank slate. So if you create a blank slate, and you just go inside and say, okay, everything I set up until this point in time or done up until this point in time has not gotten me to the point of experiencing joy, utter positivity, creating the material things that I want to create in my life, attracting the beautiful relationships in my life, being a loving and non-resentful kind of person, you know, all those things, because there's always this good and bad struggle inside of ourselves, isn't it? And we tend to, and then Dr. Ply says, you know, you look across the earth plane, anywhere around the earth, and it's predominantly negative. You know, like blowing each other up at this point in time is just not a good idea. With the consciousness of the planet and the intelligence of people, and now with the internet, nobody can get away with stuff like that. It's all out there. So we kind of have to scratch our head and say, okay, well, what can I do from my perspective? You know, how can I take responsibility? Because peace begins within. So peace of what? Peace of mind, peace, the balance between the divine feminine and the divine masculine. The divine masculine tends to want to, you know, battle things out. And not in a way to destroy things, although that can happen if it gets out of control. But to protect, so and then to clear the way, and then the mother comes in, the divine feminine, and comes in and creates. So here we are. Today is a really powerful day because we've got the Shiva energy, which is to wipe out, to clean out our karmas. And karmas are just what we thought we wanted to do at this point in our lives and up until this point in our lives that we thought was going to be a good idea. And so then we acted on those ideas or thoughts, and then it came to be either a positive experience or a not-so-positive experience. So if you feel like, okay, this is, you know, neither good nor bad, and I'm kind of neutral or, you know, flatlined, I need to, like, spruce things up into my life and get some passion in my life, this is a great time to do it because it's spring. Naturally, people are out and about and you know, the hormones are racing. So if you want to go out and get a relationship, you know, go out and do that and experience some joy. Or if you want to, you know, revitalize your relationships, then it's a natural time to do it because the season is changing. So spring cleaning inside and outside of us. And then with the divine feminine, you say, okay, well, what do I want to create in this space? And if you don't have a clue about it, or you're just like, if every time I think of something and then it just turns out to be like going sideways or not the way I expected, then trust in the divine. You are already, because you're on a spiritual path. You've decided that this is where you want to be right now. Will you stay on it? Maybe, maybe not. But you'll pick up something, because it's not the mind that wants to do it. It's the soul that makes you to be where you need to be, to get the life experience that you need to get that will help you to stay in balance with the male and the female energy inside of yourself. And then that which is inside of yourself will attract situations to you, people to you, opportunities. So if you are in destructive mode with a bunch of, you know, a vicious cycle of negative energy going on inside of yourself, I don't deserve this, or I should feel so bad because, oh my God, I haven't called my mother in years. And maybe you won't today, but that's okay. You can do it in your meditation, and we're going to do that right now. We're just going to get into a state of receptivity, and we're going to let go of whatever needs to be let go of, and we're going to clean up that which we've been holding on to, which is just like we said last week, where take the garbage out and just leave it at the curb and let the garbage truck take it away. We'll also talk about what's coming up. ApplyCenterandAstroVed.com. Of course, it's great if you want to join a fire lab tonight through San Diego Hope Center. You can do that through Apply Center. And then AstroVed.com, they also have a free Mother's Day. I think maybe it's over now, but that was available. And then you could attend free, but the recording of it should be on AstroVed.com as well. And even if you didn't get on it, depending on where you are in the world, you can watch it again and get those spiritual vibrations by just watching the recording. So slowly come back to yourselves, and I'm going to open the line and just see if anyone is there or they want to share about what their experience has been with this particular meditation. It was actually the first time I've ever done it, and I was compelled to do it for some reason. So I'd love to hear your feedback about it. So you just need to press *6 and then just once, and then that should bring you into the conference. So is there anyone who wants to share about their experience?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Karen.
Hi, Sutri. Okay. It's Michelle from Nanaimo. I talked to you, I think, a few weeks ago. I just wanted to say hi and that I've been listening to the, if I can't make a call, I listen to it later. And I really wanted to thank you. And thank you for today's meditation. It was really moving and powerful and helpful. So
oh,
thank
great.
You.
Great, Michelle. How is it out there in Nanaimo?
Yeah, it's good. It was really sunny first thing this morning. It's clouded over a bit, but yeah, everything's good.
Yay! That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for your feedback. And how was the meditation today? What did you feel?
Oh, a ton of things, yeah. Lots of stuff coming up and releasing. And
oh, good.
Yeah. Lots of and a real difference between the left and the right side, and lots of work to do on that left side. So
great. Well, yeah. bring it back into balance, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. And I also I did put my mom's name in for the fire lab in India, and phoned her and told her that I was doing that, and she was very pleased. So that was nice.
Fantastic. So she was receptive to it?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, I was a little wondering if she would be, but I didn't say too much about it. I just said that there was a ritual happening in India where she would be blessed, and I had put her name in for it. I had to ask her the time of her birth in order to get her birth star. So,
right.
Yeah. So she had to phone her sister, her twin sister, and she said, well, I just told her that you were doing some research. It was funny.
Aww.
Yeah, it was sweet. Yeah. So, it was actually really nice because I had spent some time with my mom the week before, and I was I'd been sick, and also there was something that I had hoped had happened that didn't happen, and I misread the situation, so I was quite disappointed. So I felt bad because I had kind of been a bit abrupt with my mom and a bit short with her, and so I thought, oh, you know, I really need to do something to. I mean, I'd apologize to her, of course, but I thought, well, I really need to do something to kind of even this out a little bit because I haven't been the best with her that I sometimes am. So when I saw the fire lab, I thought, oh, this is what I need to do.
Well, let us know how it goes.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, and wishing you a good day as well. And thank you so much. Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michelle, and thank you for sharing today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye, take care.
Oh, that's great. So there was someone else, I think it was Karen.
You may have to press star 6.
Sometimes if you press it too many times, it jams up. Yeah, so it's really great that Michelle shared about, you know, bringing that awareness. Oh, I can feel some things moving in the left eye or not move, or in the left side of the body, and not, you know, the left side of the body represents the feminine. So if you're experiencing left-sided pain or restrictions or maybe some arthritic condition or something like that, clicking, popping, those are all trying to release this energy that's congested on the left side of the body. And then that crosses over, that energy crosses over to the right brain. So the right brain is more intuitive and receptive, and, you know, that's the feminine part of the brain. And then the left side of the the left brain is masculine, and then the right side is masculine. So if those are, it's like an X, makes an X from top to bottom. So if there's an imbalance in that, then it's such a clue to you. You know, pain is really a clue. If you cut off the signals to the brain that represent the pain, you wouldn't feel it in the body, even though you should feel it if there's a trauma or something to that body part. So really, you can be, it's mind over matter. You can just release pain by thinking to release, and then you don't even have to think about it too much. You just can do this practice, and that will bring to your awareness things that need to be released. And as Michelle said, bring it back into balance. And I thought it was great because she knew right away, okay, I got to clean this up. So don't feel bad about it. It's just you clean it up. And then if you can't have the conversation because maybe there's a lot of stuff that's happened in other people's lives that can prevent even having a conversation or make it difficult, or you don't even want to. So that's quite natural and normal in some situations. However, like going to the fire lab and participating in that, and even if you didn't do that today, again, sit in front of the computer and watch it on Ashurved and just internally say, I'm offering my prayers to my mother. I'm going to take the time, even if it's just a few minutes, maybe I'll take 10 minutes, and then just offer that to my mother, wherever she is, whatever realm she's in, and just say, I'm sorry. And thank you. Or whatever it is that you got to say. You maybe have to scream and yell a little bit too. That'll be cathartic. But then don't get too carried away or indulge in that, because that's just going to be destructive. But just imagine where you're at right now and imagine where you learned that from. Good or bad. It came from the first person and people in our lives, which was the mother or the father. That those figures as well, those role models as well. And when those role models either gave us what we needed or didn't, that's what is carried in us throughout our lives, the rest of our lives. So clean it up. It's just not working out, right? So who do we go to? We go to the divine, because that's a higher intelligence, and that will do it like laser surgery. You know, the surgery I used to work in an operating room, and when I was in my early 20s, and there was, you know, the surgery back then was pretty, I thought it was pretty advanced back then, but when I think of the surgery now, it's done in an instant. And that's, you know, 30 years ago. So, you know, you see the advances in technology, science and technology. But where did it come from? It came from people who really were immersed in their work and they thought about this. And where did that knowledge come from? It came from a divine source outside of what they were doing. And then, boom, that sparks something else. So just as they can do it, you can do it too, because they're intensely focusing. So we don't have to spend a lifetime in doing research, or some people do, but you can just go in and say, you know what, I need this like laser surgery, zing it, zap it, done. Get me out of there, no pain, less healing time, and on to my life. So that's what we want to do in these meditation, and especially when you're doing a fire lab, participating in it, proxy or in person, it doesn't matter. Because it's your soul that's calling you to do this. And we're at a time in our lives, in this earth plane right now, that we can. We can just, click on our cell phone, and then it takes more than, 10 seconds to warm up and get turned on. We're just like, come on already, hurry up. Or we're trying to, access something, download it, and it takes more than a second. We're mad. So,
hi, Sucharita.
Jesus.
Oh, hi. This is Radha.
Radha, sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, please interrupt. Go ahead, Radha. How are you?
Oh, good. I just wanted to share something because I submitted my name and my mother's name, who's deceased, for the fire lab. Through AstroVet. And then also I put my husband's name and then his mother's name. And he and his mother have had, really, really difficult relationship. And she lives in a different country, and there have been all these obstacles. We actually haven't seen her for, several years because we have all these obstacles. She couldn't get the visa to come here. We had obstacles to going there. And it was just, a lot of problems, basically, is a short story. And then they did the fire lab early this morning. And then this morning we were able to talk to her on the phone. And I've also been offering tarpaulin for both his family and my family. I think this has helped too. And it was like a total shift. She wasn't angry. She was so sweet, and she was really sweet to me too. And she was, I don't know. It was just really I could see the miraculous change, and I could see that I can see that the fire lab is helping, and also I think the tarpaulin is helping a lot. There's been a big shift from lots of arguing and craziness before, and now she called me my queen. How are you, my queen?
Aww.
She was so sweet to me, and it was really neat. I just thought I'd share that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's what I'm saying. Now, how does that make you feel now moving forward? And this is just one day of the year.
It feels good. It feels like a healing. I feel sad, too, because we haven't been able to see her, for a long time. But I have a feeling that's going to get squared away this year. Either she can come here or we can go there.
Fantastic. And can I just say the word that you used right now? You just used the word square. And it's interesting because yesterday's call, someone mentioned something about a geometrical design, tetrahedron. But you said the word square. And square is associated with squaring things away. The square in itself has a geometric shape. It means that it's closing all the openings. So nothing is going to leak out. So whatever your intention is, you put it into that square. And in fact, there is a meditation that Dr. Pillai has given out in, I think it was called the Personal Transformation Program. Do you remember that, Radha, with the square?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Actually, yeah.
For that, that's why I say square away, because I want the divine to square away my life. And also, I like to get the Post-it notes in different colors because they're like a perfect square, and you could stick them to stuff. And I like to write my goals on those, and then I stick it to on top of, on like Baba's picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, actually every day I do that. It's just something fun that I do because it's just a perfect square, and I just imagine God is squaring away everything.
That's really good because the square is the material, and material is mother, right? So,
and also because the fourth house has to do with the mother, and the square is four sides, right?
Radha, please, now that you're here, can you share about that? Radha, to everyone here who's listening, Radha is our astrologer for Sundays with Sucharita. So, would you mind to say something about the fourth house?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the fourth house has to do with the mother, and also our mind, and it also has to do with, it can have to do with friendships, but then it also has to do with comforts in life, like your home and your vehicle. And so, like as Astrobed even mentioned this week a lot, that, you know, getting the blessings from our mother really helps us to square away our life, really, you know, to have, like, the material comforts we need. And also, you know, the square, the fourth house is our mind and emotions. Also, the moon is the mother, which is mind and our emotions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because in the Astrobed newsletter this week, they gave the example of Raman Maharshi, and then after he started honoring his mother and treating his mother well, he started getting a lot more prosperity. Donations started flowing in from all over the world. Actually, I think after she died, he built a temple to honor her.
That's right.
Yeah, and then all the donations started flowing in.
Oh, that's right. So even the saints and the sages, they have to respect the mother. If they want to bring the spirit into the material world, then that's how it gets manifest. Through the blessings of the mother, or the divine mother.
Yeah, so that's why it's such a powerful energy vortex today, you know, the Mother's Day.
Well, thanks so much for sharing. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Radha?
Yeah, sure. And thank you, Sucharita. Happy Mother's Day to you, because I feel like you mother so many of us through all the programs that you lead and all the support you give people. So just want to honor you on this Mother's Day, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your kind words, Radha, and your support always. And I wish you the same back.
Thank you.
Aw, oh, you just brought me all teary-eyed. Thank you. Aw, have a great day, Radha.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, thanks. Oh, and Radha is going to be sharing with us, because the sun is transiting. It's coming up to our transit again, and it's going into the transit time, and it's going into the second house. So right now it's in the first house. So if you've been feeling like you want to get out there and make changes and do things and take action, you know, whether it's related to your finances, your health, your relationships, your spiritual path, and something inside you is making you to, you know, want to do that, that's the sun, the sun's energy affecting the first house, because the first house is all about you. And then the second house is going to be about things that, like finances, speech, you know, education, things you want to better yourself with. So once the first house is all about, okay, wake up, and then the second house is about, okay, what am I going to do to attract all those things into my life, to bring income in, you know, finances, income. So Rod is going to speak about that the next time we meet, and we'll have the next 30 days to work on that together. Bring that into our awareness, into our consciousness, and then see how it all unfolds for us. So, thanks, Radha. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please feel free to interrupt me. I don't mind at all. There was a webcast that Dr. Pillai had put on yesterday. For those of you who didn't weren't able to get on, it's this. It should be recorded and posted to PillaiCenter.com. It was a hangout. It was really, really powerful. The message was incredible. I don't want to give it away, so I encourage everyone to go and jump on that. I'll just give you a general overview of it. I won't give away the details, because when you hear it from Dr. Pillai and you see him, the energy that comes from him when you see him in a video, as many people have come across him over the internet, and never have met him in person, there was something that they were so compelled by his presence. And that is because he's totally in balance. The masculine and the feminine are totally, totally, completely balanced every single moment. So all the divine beings and the archetypes, at any moment in time, they can come because he's totally open. He's totally balanced. There's nothing blocking. So all that divine energy pours through. And then when you're watching it and listening to his whatever he's saying, all that energy is being transmitted to you. They call it darshan. That darshan or spiritual transmission is hitting your soul, your body, mind, and soul, but mostly the soul, because the soul knows it's not going to just watch a TV show. It's going to be watching and listening to and absorbing the energy of a divine master who's totally perfectly in balance and is going to transmit on all those levels, body, mind, spirit, soul, and transform you. So I invite you to watch that. It's on PlyCenter.com, and it will be the hangout that was on Saturday, May 10th, 2014. And some of you are also part of the Master Class Basics program, and that's a four-week program that started yesterday. I launched that program yesterday with the community there, was facilitating that call, and that was our launch session. And a tremendous amount of energy was coming in, and the sharing that goes on in that community of group of people in that program is so loving, just like it is here. And then the focus is on the timeline jumping. So if you need to get unstuck, this is a program that's just 4 weeks long, and it's like a, you know, bag of groceries worth. You know, you can go in there and find out what it is that you want to do. You get into the state of consciousness, and it takes you out of stuckness or slow time, and it puts you into this divine realm where your meditations are deeper, your thoughts are more clear, and then the energy that is available to you is so high, and it can bring in, and just as you would when you're watching Dr. Ply, you can physically feel that shift inside of you. So it clears you out, and then you're able, with clarity, you can create. There's no anxiety in the way. There's nothing in the way. It's just like, boom, that's what I want, and it appears. And Dr. Ply shared about that on this hangout, so please go ahead and watch that. But in this masterclass with the timeline jumping and then developing the city powers, city means miracle powers or miracle, not that you have the powers, but things just happen instantaneously. It goes against logic. I was booking a flight the other day, and the person I was booking it was like, no, nothing's available, nothing. And I was like, I just closed my eyes and I just went into my midbrain and I went, this is what I want. I need this. This is what I want. I need this. And then I just was sitting there for, you know, not even having a thought after that. I couldn't even get a mantra that I thought would be the best mantra, but I was just talking to my midbrain. And I was just, I'm so clear that this is what I want. I need this flight, and they can't tell me any other flight. And I could feel the energy of the person who was, trying to get the flight. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this flight came, and it was actually $80 less. And boom, we got it. So in that, that's what will happen in that timeline jumping, and then bringing in that miraculous happening, and then that event happened, and then going into the state of releasing any negativity or residual negativity was the next part of the program for masterclass is the light body enhancement, and that really helps to shift out of that situation that was a little bit intense, and then clear right away, and then go to that. On with my day. So that the master class is a really great class to jump on. And even if you missed it, you can listen to the recordings like you can here and then get those teachings. They're only 8 minutes long, less than 8 minutes. The longest one is 8 minutes. Oh, sorry, it's more than eight minutes and 30 seconds. And then the other ones are less and less. But they're the three across the board, you can do all three at once in one session, or you can just do week to week, you can just incorporate that 8 minutes of intense
spiritual download, and then you can experience the results of that immediately. So, and then if you want to go on, Dr. Pillai is putting out the year-long master class, which this year it's called the Light Body Enhancement. And those three components he's really delving into. If that's something that you can afford to do and your soul is just crying out for it, then I encourage everyone, just get on, anyone here, just get on a year-long program. Whether you put that into like segments, you know, you might do a program for 1 month or 3 months and then that all adds up. But just be doing something. Even if you just stay here for a year in this program week to week, whether you're jumping on live or, you know, listening to it afterwards, you're immersing yourself into a consciousness that is not really readily available in your everyday life. And then how do you relate to anyone? How do you speak about it? How do you think about it? So it's really some food for your soul. You know, we've said that before. Fill your soul up, and then all the things that have been in the way, and how, like Radha shared and Michelle shared today, that we're out of balance. Will bring, once you just bring that awareness and bring the divine energy in, you can change your life every single day. You can change your life every single moment. It doesn't matter if somebody is saying, no, 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 you can't, you can't, you can't. I mean, I was going into this spin cycle of, oh, I don't deserve this, and why is this happening to me? And then I was like, oh, God, that's just garbage thoughts. You know, delete. And it's great with computers because you can just look at the delete and just delete. And then don't indulge in that anymore and get indulging in some other thought that you want to manifest. That's the power of the goddess. That's the power of the mother. The mother does not say, you know, my children don't have anything to eat. She's out there going and getting it. You know, she's not rolling around on the ground saying, I can't. She's going to do whatever she needs to do to make that happen. And because, you know, you have to say that to yourself. The mother is all about nurturing the self, not on just one level, all levels. So body, mind, soul. And then that spills out into your life, into your the thoughts, the words, the actions. The karma plays out completely different. Dr. Pillai said his city power that he has in life is to change someone's destiny. Does he take you by the hand every day, wake you up and take you by the hand and walk your life? No. But what he says is you can take responsibility by looking, take inventory of your life, and just five categories of your life: health, finances, relationship, job, and spiritual path. Let's just say those five, or any five. And then you just write those words and put them on a square, like Radha said. You don't even have to think, oh my God, how am I going to get out of this or into this? You just cue yourself, and your life will start to shift. These are just little tips and tools and practices that we have learned throughout the years with Dr. Pillai, and maybe reading it in other books, and because that's what happens. It leads you to that. Dr. Pillai will say something, and then it leads you to be maybe going through a bookstore, and all of a sudden a book just calls you. It's just like you're compelled to go and pull that book out. Even if you had the thought, okay, I'm going to go get a cookbook for, you know, a gift for somebody, and all of a sudden this other book will come and it will pull you, and you'll open the book, and then you'll just read something and it will totally inspire you. Do that. Be inspired. What is inspiration? It means the spirit within is trying to talk to you. So listen, right? Fill up all your sense organs with light. Listen to this meditation. How was the meditation, by the way? Can somebody comment on that? Was it, you know, did you get anything out of it? Does anyone want to share? When you fill those senses up with light and with those colors, then that will cue those divine beings to come into your life. And so that you're, whatever you're seeing now is what the divine wants you to see. Whatever you're listening to is what the divine wants you to listen to. Whatever you're smelling, or the prana, the life force, the energy, is what the divine wants. Whatever you're saying to yourself or to other people, or taking into your tongue, and then into the rest of the body, that's what the divine wants. So you can listen to this meditation and practice it, or just parts of it, or just imagine the red and the eggplant and the white color going into those body parts. That will help. And then the sounds, kleem, shreem, hreem, and aim, bring in the goddess Durga, Lakshmi, and Saraswati. The hreem acts as like a, connects everything. Is there anything else anyone wants to share before we wrap it up today? It's Pradosham today, so if you can do your, if you have a Shiva Lingam, you know, the crystal Lingam, or even, like Dr. Pillai says, you can even have a rock, a small rock, that you decide to, that will be your sacred object that represents the divine. And then you can just pour milk or juice, water even. It's called hydration, or elemental hydration, or abhishekam, they call it. And then you just pour it around sunset, like maybe 1.5 hours before sunset or right at sunset. And then you can say the sounds Tirunilakantam Makaral Shivaya Namah. And that will help to get you unstuck. And not just that, like, you're stuck moving forward, like taking the right action, but it's just the loop of thoughts that goes on and on and on. Yeah, who's this? 864 is the area code?
Oh, that's me, Nanya.
Hey, Nanya, how are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I don't have any kids, but thank you.
You're a mother. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I love kids.
Aww.
I'm looking for the meditation. I don't, honestly, I think when you ask, what do we think about it, I think for me, it doesn't always take in effect right away. But later on in the week or maybe that day, then I feel something different. It's a shift that happens. So even if I say right now, you know, I know something happened, but I can't really explain it. So I think whenever you do the meditation, I think it is affecting us, but it might be on a subtle level, or it might not take effect right away. Like, I can feel the when you ask us about the shift in our, to put the energy in our chest, the heart chakra, I could feel that, and it was kind of strong, but then I had to move, too. I was in a McDonald's, and I had to move from there because it was just distracting, and so I kind of had to get back to my truck in order to, you know, get the rest of the meditation. But I felt like, for me, I really don't focus anymore on what I'm going to feel right there at the moment, and then it just plays itself out. Like during the day, the rest of the day I might feel, or the rest of that week. And so it's still very, very helpful.
Well, that's a great sharing. Thanks so much, Nanya. And it's interesting that you said the heart chakra. Is that something that you felt more than the other body parts?
Yes, I did. I felt that more than the rest of than the eyes or the eardrum. You know, it's like it was a warm feeling. It's like somebody was rubbing on my chest.
Aww.
And so I thought, okay, well, I can feel it. And so I know the rest of the day or the rest of the week, I feel like the rest of it's going to come along.
Oh, that's great. So it's kind of like an opening for you that you can tune into.
Right. So I think all those meditations for me, some you might, I might feel as you going along, but then there are others you don't feel anything until later on that day. Like, oh, wait a minute. And then it's just that energy comes in. And so it's kind of helping me, too, to stop having, like, expectation right there and there. you know, sometimes we expecting certain things to happen, and then they don't happen, or we don't understand when they do happen, you know, we get disappointed or whatever. But if you don't have expectations, it seems like, for me, things are better when it comes to meditations and so forth.
And isn't that great? Because then you can apply it in your life, too. Because the divine is saying, you might say, I expect it to be this way. I want it to turn out to be this way. And
right.
The divine says, I'm going to show you how it's going to turn out. And it's always better, right?
Right, exactly. And I wanted to say also, Dr. Pillai was mentioning, he mentioned yesterday how, I thought he was reading my mind, because he said, when is the deadline for you to stop all your crap? You know, the negativity, you know, negative thoughts and feelings and words. And when is the deadline? And I had just written down, I got index cards. I use post-it notes too, but I started using index cards because I like them better to put down my goals. And I wrote down by May 31st, I would stop all of my crap. And I'm really serious about it. So I was telling myself yesterday, you only got a certain amount of time, and you got to get this done. You know, you got to stop all your crap by May 31st. And hopefully by May 28th, because the light body enhanced program starts June 1st, and I wanted to participate in that. So, you know, you have to kind of get on the ball to get those things rolling. And I really believe that I felt like he was really reading my mind yesterday on some of the things he was saying, you know, putting more into the practice, you know, just don't say it for a little while, you know, put more into it. And you can see the difference. And then you can't really complain when you say, well, this didn't show up or that didn't show up. But if you're really practicing it, you know, you'll start seeing more and more. And I really am happy that he's committed himself to us and to that program, to all of the programs that he has put out.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a fantastic sharing that you just said. Like I did it too, and I'm so glad you brought it up about the deadline. When he said yesterday, when's the deadline for you to get rid of your crap? It just was so perfect, because it was like, yeah, like, when am I going to stop this nonsense, right? Because that's what's
yeah.
in the way. So I'm so happy for you. You're starting today, you've got this fresh, clean slate. So at sunset today, you and everyone, me included, I'm going to really just commit. Like, I don't care what it is that I'm doing. If I can't pour the water or juice or milk on the Shiva Lingam, I can take a lemon. I can go to the store and buy a lemon and just roll it around my neck and shoulders and get rid of the crap. Just start to take the steps. And that commitment will lead to the other steps. Like you said, let it unfold. And then all of a sudden you'll be just doing the thing that you've been watching or reading or listening to in previous programs. Or maybe if you're here for the first time, you know, you'll be compelled to go and read more and listen more and watch more about those things that we're talking about here. So, you know, the lime ritual is really powerful. A coconut, if you've got some really tough karmas, go smash a coconut. You know, take that coconut and roll it around and just smash it. Say the sounds to your Nila Kantam. If you don't have any of those items available, you can just, and you don't have your mala beads or your rosary beads or counting beads, you can just use your fingers and count the digits, you know, the little spaces in that up to 108, repeating it across your hand, and or just even saying it a few times, just like we did today. We didn't do 108 Tirne Lakantam Makaral Shivaya Namah, but I could feel inside of myself that blue light, and just saying it, it just cleared some congestion. So all those things that you talked about, Nanya, you know, I know that you will commit, and I know that whatever you put in your consciousness, it will happen, but you got to do it. You got to know it. And so both of us together knowing it, I pray that you can get into that light body enhancement program, because that's something that will really, really accelerate your progress and bring you into a balanced 100% material and 100% spiritual life. What a fulfilled life that would be, right?
Definitely.
So you can change your life in a year. That's it.
Yes. And he also mentioned, I thought was real profound, is that we never believe that things can happen for us, but we always believe that things can't happen for us. And I thought that was so true, because when I wrote down that I was going to change my deadline by May 31st, you know, that ego or whatever came up, said, you know, you can't do this. You're too messed up to get something done within 30 days. And I kept telling myself, I can change this in an instant. Regardless of what it is, I can set the intention to change it in an instant. Because that other thing that's in your head is telling you, you can't do this in 30 days. You can't do this less than 30 days. And I just believe when I went to sleep last night that I can do this in less than 30 days. You know, I can stop the crap. I can stop all the stuff that's in my head, you know, the chatter, the stuff that we're used to, or I'm used to, the talking in your head, you know, stuff that doesn't really help at all. But I believe I can stop all of that less by the 31st of May. And, you know, like I said, that other little voice is saying, you can't do this. You know, it's no way. It's not possible. But I'm thinking, with the sun being in Aries and all this stuff that's happening that is in my best interest, I can do it in 30 days, or less than 30 days.
Fantastic. Well, you're on fire, Nanya.
I have to do this. I have to do this, you know, and I hope it inspires other people. I really have to do this, you know. That's the way I feel now.
Absolutely, and God bless you.
Thank you. Oh, you have a nice day too.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thanks for sharing, Nanya. We'll be hearing from you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye. Oh, fantastic. Is there anyone else who wants to share before we wrap it up? Wow, it's been a great... Yes, who's this?
This is Dia.
Hey, Dia! Tell me, how's it in Atlanta?
It's good out here. The rain came back, but it's sunny today.
Aww.
I just wanted to update on the Tarpana, since you challenged me last week.
I challenged you last week to do your Tarpana. How was it?
It's good. I was going to say that what I had done last year, I had this idea that I would get one of those little 7-day peel jars, the kind that stack like little small bowls that stack on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an idea that I would just mix all of the materials for the tarpanum up and put a tablespoonful into each one.
Mm-hmm.
So that I know that I would have it already ready to do each day. So when you challenged me last week, I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead on and go forth with that idea that I have put off for a year. And so I put everything together. I actually put everything into a bowl, and I just dipped out a tablespoonful for each little pot and put it together so that I could make sure that I didn't have any excuse for not doing it on a daily basis. Now, for me, I like to do mine outside in the evening time. Since I work two jobs, so in between those two jobs, it's just a nice, experience for me to go outside to have some reason to go outside.
Are you doing it before sunset?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, right. It's usually around 4 in the evening, so it's
okay. Good.
Good time. And but however, that I noticed during the week that that could create an obstacle for me. Just trying to do it at that set time, because there was a day where I had to deviate from my regular schedule, and I thought about before I left, should I do it before I leave or do it when I come back? And I was like, oh, well, when I come back, it'll be my usual time, so I'll just do it then. However, things happened in between then that just sidetracked my thoughts so that when I came home, I didn't think anything of it. So I missed it that day. But as soon as I got to work that night, it came to me and I was like, oh, well, it's too late now. It's after sundown, so I can't do it now. But I made up in my mind that since I had everything where it was just ready to go, I would just, instead of leaving it home, leaving the materials at home, I would just keep it in my purse, take it with me so that if anything sidetracked my schedule, wherever I was, I could just stop and do it.
Very good.
Yeah, it doesn't take anything out of my day. But what I realized in trying to focus on it more this past week, I realized I had a lot of negative thoughts toward it. And it was just basically resistance thoughts. Like like Nanya was saying earlier about having those thoughts that are against what you want, but, you know, having to try to push yourself to do it anyway. So what came to my mind is that, you know, initially I was like, well, why do I have to do this every day? If I'm saying this prayer to the ancestors and I really believe that God answers prayer, then I shouldn't have to do this every day. They should just be gone into the light and, you know, be at peace after this first prayer. But then I could hear Baba, you know, talking to me in my mind throughout the week and reminding me that this prayer was for more than one person, and it was for more than one generation of my family. Like, initially, when I first did it, because I didn't do it that Sunday that we talked. I started on Monday, and in the first day, the first people that came to my mind was my mother's mother, who is deceased, and my mother's father, who is deceased, and my father's father, who is deceased. Those were the ones that just automatically came to my mind because of the issues that I have with my own parents. And whenever I think of my ancestors, I always think of those first-line people that are closest in my generation. But I, as I went through the week and I tried to meditate on these things, I thought about it. It's not just about them, because the whole point of the prayer is that when you start the prayer, you say, I invite you to take this. And so I had to realize that just because I invite the ancestors to take the prayer, take the energy, doesn't mean they have to accept it that day or any day. They might want to hang around, and they might be waiting for me to do it another day, and then they'll take it that day. They may have it in their mindset that, okay, I don't want to do this today. I want to do this if she does this a month from now. So I'm the representative of my family in this generation at this point in time, and this has been given to me to do, so that me doing it every day offers any ancestors at any point down the line the opportunity to take it and be blessed and bless me in return at any point. So I said, with that thought, that gave me the encouragement that I needed to just be mindful about doing it on a daily basis, because it's not about me. It's not, I want to be blessed by them, because for so many things that have happened, I always felt like, well, my ancestors hate me because I'm here and I'm trying to do the right things. I'm trying to be right and live right, but all these negative things befall me, so they must hate me. But I realize it's not that they hate me, and it's not about me. It's about all of the generational things, negative things that have occurred generationally, the strongholds that have been put over us generation after generation. And it took time for that stuff to build up, and it takes time for that stuff to be broken down. And but like, you know, like Nanya said that Barbara was saying, it can happen in an instant, but we all have to change our mindset in order for it to happen. And the time comes in the changing of the mindset. If we change our mindset in an instant, it would happen in an instant. But it takes time for us to make that mental change. And all. And I thought about the analogies that you and I used last week about the baby walking, and the baby not putting any kind of thought toward the walking, just getting up and doing it. And I said, I have to keep that mindset for myself to just don't worry about, well, is the mantra working? Is the abhishekam working? Is the tarpanam working? Just do it. I said, I asked Baba to bless me. And when Amma Karunamai came this past week, I asked her to bless me. And she gave me some mantras to meditate on. Baba gave me mantras to meditate on. But I wasn't doing the work. I was like, I asked them to bless me, but I didn't want to do the part that they gave me to do because I felt like I didn't have time or it was a burden. And I forgot to mention last week you asked about the meditation from last week about the timing of it. You said it was 8 minutes, but for me, the first thing that popped into my head when we finished was 3 minutes. I was like, that felt like 3 minutes, and not 3 minutes is nothing. I could do 3 minutes. I was like, you said it was 8, and I just don't feel like 8. It seemed like it was started, and then it was over.
Right.
So I said, these are the things that have been keying on my mind, and I kept trying to go back and watch the masterclass replay, and I never get past the first hour when he talks about the timeline jumping. So I know that's my key focus. Like, I've listened to the other 2 hours, but I only actively listen to that first hour, and it's always about the timeline jumping. And I feel like that's where Baba is trying to key me into, because that's the helping focus that I need for the situations that are occurring in my life right now. And also, it was really important for me to just stay focused on my timing and meditating on my timing. And I've been trying for the last 2 years to do what Baba has mentioned in that master class about changing my destiny, by changing my environment, by changing where I am. And I got to meditating on that throughout the week, and I was like, I'm in a situation right now where I can't be where I want to be, but maybe if I just change where I am within the city that I am, you know, if I can't move out of the country like I'm trying to right now, there's nothing to say that I can't move out of the neighborhood that I'm in. And I was like, even if it was that small change, it could be that is the catalyst for those greater movements that I'm looking for.
Absolutely. And just what you said on that, you know, you don't even have to change your location. You can change things in your house. You can change your couch around. You can change your bed around. You can change, you know, that's the science of Vastu, or Feng Shui, they call it, in Southeast Asia. So you can change things in your own dwelling, and that will timeline jump you. So you don't have to move out of the neighborhood, then move out of the country. You can just go boom, boom, out of the country. So just make a change, like you said. Just allow that information, as Nanya had said too, allow it to unfold. Don't have expectation of how it should be. We can give you some steps because everybody can digest that kind of thing. But then there are people who say, okay, I'm going to make these changes, but what I really want is this. So then, you know, you make some changes in your own dwelling so that you don't have to put out a lot of, investment into moving and all setting up, you know, maybe outside of your neighborhood. But you can also change inside of your house and then change. So you're leaving your neighborhood. So leave your neighborhood at least for a few hours a day and go into a neighborhood, walk around in that neighborhood, go sit in a coffee shop in that neighborhood, go do a shopping in that neighborhood, and absorb yourself or just sit there, you know, pick a place where you are really inspired and then go do a mantra in that neighborhood and then go back to your place. So, you know, you want to do things in a practical way where you have the means to do it. So be creative. Like, ask yourself, if I can't move out of this neighborhood, because I would like to use that money that it would take to move out to do something bigger. And then when you save all that money in your consciousness, you're going, okay, well, if I would have moved, then it would have cost this and this and this. So now I have this. Even though you don't have it, you just say, I have it because I'm thinking differently. And then that's the savings consciousness or investing consciousness. And then you take to, in order for you to get out of the energy, you can just take yourself out of it and go on little mini trips out into other neighborhoods that are going to be, you know, downloading you with some other information, you know, wealth consciousness or whatever it is, inspire you in a whole different way. And the thing that would happen too is sometimes we go into those situations where we'll go to a mall on the other side of town that's in a very wealthy area, go into the coffee shop there or bookstore there, and then you meet someone and then they say something to you or you just listen to a conversation of people, not that you're, you know, eavesdropping, but it just happens that way. And then that inspires you and goes, oh, my God, I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep thinking that's where I want to be next. And as you think, so you become. So I hope that that's a little helpful, too, so that you don't have to stress out about getting out of the neighborhood so quickly.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny that you mentioned that. I was thinking these past few days, me and my study partner were practicing for our presentation we did on yesterday. And the midpoint between where we both live was in a neighborhood where I used to live that I really enjoyed living in. And just being back in that neighborhood and thinking of all the good things that happened to me while I was living there, it really exhilarated me. And I was like, oh, I really miss this neighborhood, and I miss the things that I was doing when I was living here, and I wish I was back here. I should just come here more often, like, even though I can't stay over here anymore. I'm like, I should just come here and do my walk like I used to do, if nothing else. And also, it's funny you mentioned that because I did have that mind frame. And you know, last week I think you mentioned about having a friend that when he cleaned his car, he just got a different feeling about being in his car. And while you were talking about that, I changed the sheets on my bed. That's all I did. And for me, that was a big thing because I work two jobs, so I'm only ever here long enough to sleep.
Right.
And I have a habit of just leaving the sheets and putting that off. Like, I'll wash my clothes, but then I'm like, oh, I'll get to the sheets next time. But while you were talking, I was like, I'm going to change these sheets right now. And I changed the sheets to my power color, which is hot pink. And this whole week, I just felt empowered.
There you go, sister.
Yeah, and it was like, and it just made me think empowering thoughts. Like, I listened to, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Abraham Hicks.
Uh-huh.
But I listened to one of their recordings, and one of the things that Abraham was talking about was choosing the empowering thought instead of choosing the thought that makes you feel helpless and powerless like you were when you were a child. And I said, you know, just by changing something so small as my sheets and the color of them helped me to make empowering choices throughout my week, so that, like, Mother's Day is really an issue, a sore spot for me because of the issues that I have with my mother, because of the issues that she had with her mother. And so I just, when this holiday comes around, I just look at it with dread and like, oh, I wish it would come and go and just let's move on. And with Ama Karunamai being here and then Baba doing the masterclass activities all throughout this month, it really made me focus on what I was doing to perpetuate these situations. And I said, you know, I was talking to a lady at my day job, and I was telling her, I said, you know, my mother always says things to me about, well, if you don't get along with me, how do you think you're going to get along with your mother-in-law one day if you get married? And I said to myself, I'm like, my mother's the only woman that I know in my life that hates me. I'm like, all the other women that I ever meet, even just in passing, just love me and love being around me. And my mother is a gospel singer. So this past Friday, she held a concert. And the ladies said, the lady that was the MC of the ceremony was speaking about her. And this lady has only known my mom for less than a year. But all of the good things that she was speaking about my mother, I agreed with, because that's how I see my mother outside of her being my mother. You know, when I get past her being my mother, when I just look at her as a woman, I see her in that way. And I realize that that's how people see me. They see me the same way they see her, as this great person. But when we look at each other, we look at each other through old glasses, so to speak. And we see each other as, like, she sees me as herself, and I see her as her mother. Mm-hmm. And we replay that whole scenario all over again. But when I hear her talk about her mother, she talks about her mother in a positive way, the same way that I talk about her, and the same way that she talks about me to other people. And I said, you know, I heard Ama Karunamai say to me in my spirit that I needed to start looking at her as I look at the other women in my life. Just not looking at her as my mother, but just looking at her as other women that I know in my life that I look up to. Just see her as that all the time and treat her accordingly. So even though Ama was here all week and I wanted to be down there at Adiludra, I knew that my mother had this concert being prepared for, and I knew that I had to do my teaching presentation. But I said, you know, Ama would want me to be at my mother's event more than she would want me to be at her event. So I treated her the same way that I would treat Ama or you, Sucharita, or any other woman in my life that is not her. And I made it not about myself and not about the relationship we have, but about just being there and being supportive. And I could hear, my dad always says to me, when you know the right thing to do, you have to do that and don't worry about anything else. Even though he doesn't follow that rule, he always said it to me, and so it has stuck with me since I was a kid. So I made up in my mind I have to treat my mother how I would like to be treated and how I treat other women in my life, and not how she treats me in return. So when I showed up at her event, because she didn't think, we didn't know that I would be able to make it, but the timing changed. When I changed my mindset, the timing changed, and my partner called me and she said, well, I forgot I was off today and we can meet earlier. So we met earlier and we did our rehearsal, And then I was able to make my mother's event that night. And when I walked in, it was like, it was a big shock for her because it was a Mother's Day concert that she was getting.
Aww.
And it was important for her that her children be there. She wanted me to present her, but because I had to rehearse for my presentation for my teaching class, I told her I couldn't do it at the last minute. So she was hurt by that, and I told my brother to do it, but he didn't want to do it. He was just too nervous about it. And I told him it was important for her that one of us did it. But, you know, it worked out. The pastor ended up presenting her. But just the mere fact that my brother and I were able to be there was just enough. You know, and I said, this is the most important thing, because I had to say to myself that if I'm trying to change my environment, and which includes leaving the country, these events that are going on with my family, they could be the last time for a long time.
Yes.
That I'm able to do these things, and this is why they're really coming up in a pressing manner at this time, whereas we do these things every year, but for some reason this year, they've been more pressed to the forefront for all of us.
Yeah.
And I said, this could be why. You know, my family doesn't know what's going on in my personal life, but these could be the reasons why they are being pressed to do all of these family events. We even had a family reunion on my dad's side this past year, and we've not had that in almost probably more than 20 years. And here we are getting ready for a family reunion on my mother's side this summer, and we haven't had one of those in probably almost 25 years. And so I said, you know, this could be it. So I have to treat all of these things like if this is the last time for a long time that I was able to participate, even if I only could participate in one day or one hour, let me show up. Like you said, it's about showing up. Miracles happen by just showing up.
Oh, that's fantastic sharing. I can't even say anything to that. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Dia.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And like Rada said, even though we may not have children, we're always a mother to somebody by even just being a presence in their life. So happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Aw, same to you, and really enjoy.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks, Tia.
Have a good week. Bye.
You too. I think there was one more person, 864 number. Maybe not. All right, everyone. It's been such a pleasure and such a blessing for all of us to come together, and whether you came live and then you ended up on the live call and then you ended up having to go and then you're listening to it again, you know, really absorb everything. I invite you to really absorb everything that you can about this window of time, whether it's past Mother's Day in your time zone, still you can go back and just absorb yourself in that moment. And commit yourself, take the steps to commit yourself to just allowing the divine feminine, the goddess energy, the archetype of the divine female to be in your life and to balance, help to bring balance into your life and to, you know, just hug yourself internally or even hug yourself physically, nobody's around. But just allow yourself to really be kind and compassionate and unconditionally loving to yourself. And even if stuff comes up, that's been a part of yourself, and it needs to, you know, it needs to go, and allow it to just go and say, you know, thanks for showing me. If you weren't there, all that negativity, I wouldn't be where I am now, because it would be not pushing me to be here in this moment. And so, you know, it's Mother's Day. Mother yourself, nurture yourself, and be that to others in your words, in your thoughts, and in your actions. And a special thanks to Dr. Pillai for always bringing to our awareness how important it is when we take the steps to shift our consciousness and allow the divine presence to guide us. Life will always be an adventure. So have a great adventure this week. You know, tune into Pillai Center and astroved.com, where you can participate in Narasimha. It's a lion god. You can read about that. His birthday is there, that he's an archetype. It's a full moon also. So if you, in a couple of days, so if you want to participate and get prosperity into your life, it's a consciousness. It's wealth isn't just money coming in, because money comes and goes. But wealth consciousness is that you're always fulfilled in everything that you do and that you always have enough. And more to be able to share that with those who need it. So full moon is all about that. Whatever you wanted to materialize, it hasn't yet happened. It could happen on the full moon. So tune in on that time. It's also Vishnupati on the 14th, and then the sun is going to be entering into Taurus on that day as well. And Vishnu and the sun have a unique relationship. So just go and read all about that or click on Pillai Center YouTube and just watch short video clips on that. Read about it on AstroVed because they have the astrological perspective on it, and that might hit our consciousness in a different way that opens doors to new opportunities coming to us. So it's all about, this week is all about bringing in that wealth consciousness and then having it show up in increased income, or increased opportunities, beautifying ourselves and relationships with others, fulfillment. You know, so feel full this year, this week. Feel full this year, that would be great. But this week, let's just focus on that. Take our little steps throughout the week. And then we'll see you the following week. And that will bring us a new energy that we can talk about next week when we meet on Sundays with Sucharita. So thanks, everyone, for joining. Thanks all of those of you who continue to share and support each other in this program, and so that we can all live a better life individually and then collectively our consciousness can shift and heal this planet and heal ourselves. All right, take care and God bless. Bye-bye.